Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, friends. Thank you for... we got that. Okay, that's good. Thanks for joining Angela and I today for this Sunday's Blog Talk, Imagine Magic Really Can Happen, with our guest speaker, Wayne Parker. Angela, are you there, dear?
I am here.
Awesome. How's things in California, babe?
Oh, awesome. We had cold weather for the past few days, and then Saturday and Sunday kind of warmed up, so I'm looking forward to get kind of cool back here again.
Well, you know, it's so funny. You talk about cold weather, and I'll have to share a little story that, you know, we were talking about earlier. But before we bring Wayne on, I just want to share a little bit about him. Wayne is a retired corporate executive, and he currently wears several hats. He's the co-owner of the Magic Happens online e-zine, a co-founder and speaker at the Life by Magic conference, a personal coach, a computer graphic professor, an accomplished author, a co-founder of a community that deals with the law of attraction called Powerful Intentions, a web designer, and a peace-filled, loving citizen of this planet. I met Wayne and became friends with him back in 2001 through another online community and in the expansion of playing with the universal laws of creation and attraction. He and I, along with a small group of others, co-created and founded the online community called Powerful Intentions, which I just previously spoke about. And that is actually where Angela and I met a little over a year ago. So between 2006 and 2008, there was a small window of time that Wayne and I worked together in the member services at that community. And I have to acknowledge that the thriving energies Wayne embodies activated a huge transformation around the way I mindfully approached logistical work. His relaxing, jovial, very peaceful, and flexible approach to the daily tasks opened my eyes, mind, and heart towards experiencing results more in tune with my innate nature, yet totally opposite of what my previous corporate training and experiences had taught me. He showed up so present, so warm, so loving, so open and flexible to whatever needed to be handled. And before I knew it, my old corporate mode of operation kind of shifted into a truer fit, and it was encompassing a pure realization that true power lies in pouring all that we soulfully are out into the marketplace. I so love and adore my dear friend for being true to what he is and who he is, and for the gift he offered in me, opening a more relaxed, flowing energy to how work is supposed to look and feel like. Wayne is a firm believer that we are all born into this world to thrive in all we do. Through his sharing personal and professional experiences with us today, you will find that the magic can result through shifting your thought patterns with just a few degrees. And out of that shift, your whole outlook about yourself and life can change drastically. Be prepared for a very relaxing yet extremely informative conversation that magically touches on aspects more in tune with our inner outer attitudes, our judgments, gratitude, our self-worth, our happiness, love, and much more. So let's now take a walk on the thriving side with Wayne, shall we? Wayne, are you here, honey?
I'm here, Valerie, and thank you very much.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Angela. Where do I go after an introduction like that? Oh, my God. You blow me away as usual, Valerie.
I love you, Wayne. I'm so glad you're here, honey.
I love you too, Valerie, and you know that will never change.
You know, Wayne, we were talking recently, and I told you, and then I told Angela, and I think I actually told another friend. I said, man, I really want to go to Canada, the more and more I think about it. So I was watching on our weather report last night. We have a huge cold front blowing through all the way from Toronto. And I was thinking, wow, it's really a little chillier than more than usual. And I was thinking, okay, law of attraction. I'm sitting here talking about I want to be in Canada and what shows up, some of your weather.
Some of the weather.
You have to get accustomed to us up here, Valerie. We are very climatized to our own weather, but at the same time, we are so warm-hearted you would never feel the cold.
Oh, I believe that. Every time I talk to you.
Whoa. be prepared for Indian summer next week.
Yeah, there we go. Wayne, your personality, and this is no kidding, the subject today touches a little bit about thriving out loud, and your personality really embodies thriving. And you share that we're all born with this, that we're all born to thrive in this world. Can you share a little bit with our listeners about what that means for you personally?
Oh, God. where can we begin? You know, we've only got an hour on this call, but I think I would like to open by sharing something that I've always believed in and something that I continue to keep on my home page at all times. And it's a quote from Stephen Wright. And the quote says, I'm just trying to remember the exact wording, because if I don't, he'll kill me on this one. Because he is a famous comedian and whatever, but occasionally he does get very serious and has some beautiful quotes on there. And,
And that's on your powerful intentions page?
That's definitely on my powerful intentions page, and I have it on many other areas also. He says, the older you get, the more you learn to see what you've been taught to see. Mm. When you're a kid, you see what's there.
So true.
It is, and it's something, you know, besides my peace and love aspect in life and all the other stuff, it's something I firmly believe in, that when we're that five-year-old kid, we see exactly what there is, nothing else but what there is, and that's my thriving out loud in life. A quick synopsis of it. I mean, we do so many other things, but I mean, that's just his quote. Just sort of gives it a whole overview. You know, it's just I wake up in the morning and I always feel so good. I woke up. I'm on this side of the grass. I feel really great. What more could we ask for in life? You know, so why wake up and say, you know, like, oh my God, it's Monday morning and I got to go to work. Oh no. You know, how are we setting ourselves up for that particular day or those few hours or whatever? We're not. So why not wake up in a better frame of mind? Why not wake up and say, oh man, I'm so grateful for waking up. I don't know whether I'm happy or not, but I'm going to have a good day no matter what.
And so that's kind of like putting forward what you want to happen in your day, putting that before
you.
It's
setting your intentions out there.
Mm-hmm.
And by setting those intentions, you know, for minutes down the road or hours down the road or something like that, I've come to realize over my experience working with spirituality and working with the universe and everything that what we put out there, that's what we're going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wake up and start saying to myself, oh my God, it's Monday morning, you know, what kind of attitude am I taking into the rest of the day?
Right.
How are people's energies going to come back to me and all this kind of stuff? So I would rather put out something that is very happy, that feels good for me, knowing that I'm going to have a really good time. I know we all have our problems and our drama and all this kind of stuff going on in our life, but I prefer to take it in another source and handle each situation as it comes along, rather than setting myself up for all this stuff going on in my life. I just want to be happy and emit that energy out to everybody in life.
Yeah, that's I can relate to what you say about the setting your intentions for the day, because I remember, excuse me, there was one particular morning where I woke up and I don't even know where I was that morning. I wasn't present. And the morning, you know, I wasn't in my happy state of mind, and I didn't even realize it until I was dropping my daughter off at school, and unintentionally, I wasn't trying to do anything underhanded or backhanded, but where there was somebody parked in the line, they were way in the back of the line, and then there was a big gap, like a 5 or 6 car gap in front of his truck. And I just decided to go around him because I didn't know if he was in line or not. And I went around him, and he got out of the line, and I wasn't even paying attention until he forced his truck in between my car and the car that was in front of me. And there was no car space in between us.
Wow.
And I thought, what in the world? And then I stopped myself, and I said, oh, gosh. And I remembered how I started off my morning and how it was starting to domino. And so from that point on, I was like, okay, I need to fix this. So instead of getting upset at him for doing that, because, you know, we don't know each other, I just had to decide, okay, I just need to set my intention for the rest of the day and not let this set the intention for how the rest of my day is going to go. So I can relate to that.
Oh, very easily. And I have another great example that I've used for years, in the fact that, you know how everybody works their work week or whatever, then come the weekend, they end up going to the mall or whatever the case may be. And they know the mall is going to be busy, and the first thing they start saying to themselves when they're getting close, oh, I'm going to get a parking spot way in the back and all that kind of stuff, and have to walk all the way into the mall. But I start out by saying, you know, as soon as I get to my car, I said, well, the perfect spot's going to be available for me. It'll be close to the door, and I'll find it with ease, and yada, yada. And bingo, it's there 9 out of 10 times. I mean, it's just putting the energy out in a positive manner rather than throwing out that negative energy, saying I got to walk all the way in and it's raining out and all this kind of stuff, you know.
I love the way you share that. Thank you, Angela and Dwayne. I just love the way, because I was thinking about thriving, you know, when we come from a place that's the nature, actually, in that higher consciousness realm, the nature that doesn't have, you know, the black and white, but really has that nature of thriving, that things magically happen. And I think that just it happened just like normal, ordinary situations, like finding a parking spot or, you know, everything kind of happens. People smile more. I've noticed when you go into the grocery store and you just really, I find people smiling a lot more and almost going out of their way to give me my groceries. And when I set my attitude to adjust that, and that kind of segues into one of my next questions is, you were talking about shifting mindsets, you know, just kind of a couple degrees. So I want to play with some of these words.
Okay.
So we'll put your little coaching hat on, because plenty of your hats. So in regards to attitude and judgment, what shifts in these aspects of a personality do you believe would activate more thriving out loud for them? Can you give a couple examples?
Okay. Attitude. And I think we've already touched on a little bit of attitude to start out, in the fact that, you know, if you've got this, excuse my expression, a pee-poor attitude on life in general and people in general, you're going to get that back tenfold. There's no question about that. But if you go into any situation having a very positive, happy type attitude, you're going to get that back tenfold also. And I feel attitude plays so much of a role in one's life that they just don't realize how much it really plays into it. And when you can get away from I'm better than you, I can do this better, or that kind of attitudes, your life will become so much smoother on everything that you do. Judgment, man, that's a killer as far as I'm concerned. When you start judging things in life, it's like judging yourself, and they just don't go together.
Share an example, Wayne, because I was thinking about, you know, not like judging or like assessing something, judgment, like having a judgment about something when you assess it. But share more about what, like, give an example about the shift around judgment, like if they approached it with this judgment versus that particular judgment. What have you known in your personal experiences that has changed as a result of someone shifting that?
I can only go from my own personal experience, and the biggest example I've used of judgment is my own personal judgment on something. Like, if I were to do something, it doesn't matter what it is. I could be doing a drawing or something like that, and I say to myself, I'm judging myself by saying, you can do so much better than that. You're a much better person than that. I'm theoretically cutting myself up, putting myself down by doing so. And in judging myself, in that aspect, no matter what I'm doing, I'm actually doing harm to myself. I can take my own personal criticism, saying that I could have made this a brighter color, or I could have made that a darker color. That's not really judging. That's just critiquing kind of thing. But to say that what I just did was a piece of garbage, and let that be known to myself, what is that doing inside to my own personal energies? Saying that, hey, I'm really not good at this. I can't do this kind of stuff. And I find that people are continually judging themselves out there in everything that they do, that they have to look this way or act that way or whatever. Why cannot people just be who they are and accept who they are and do what they want to do, you know?
So that's a really good example. So just kind of just to tweak that a little bit, would you say that people, when they start, like, saying this could be better, they're basically saying it's less than, and that would actually expand out to them looking at the outside world saying, well, that could be better too, and that could be better too. Do you think it, like, that's where you're, like, when we don't have self-judgment?
Oh, yeah.
Then
judgment and attitude, to me, they tend to go together, you know? And by us judging ourselves, we're placing judgment on a lot of other things in life, too, you know?
Like, I was just about to say that, yeah.
Yeah, like I do not like the way that person acts or looks,
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may be. And so what do you think that's instilling inside of us? It's instilling all this drama and... Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Wayne, hey, I do not know what happened. I think we got disconnected some kind of way. That is weird. Okay.
And
looks
really
like we lost Val. I'm so sorry.
Hey, we're back together.
That was interesting.
I don't know what happened.
Well, we just, we
maybe
know what
too
we're
much energy happening here.
We have too much energy. you know what? They're going to have to catch up. Technology is going to have to catch up with us.
It's got to be. Something happens on the phone every time we're on. Every time we're on, something happens.
Well, we're getting more. We're enlightening the lines.
That's a good one, Angela. I like that attitude.
We are enlightening the lines. So. I'm not sure where we kind of like went off the map, but I love the way that you said that. Go ahead, Angela.
I was just going to say we left off where Wayne was saying, talking about judgment and somebody, you know, judging other people. And I was going to say that when I know that when people are, when I'm talking to someone and they're so critical of somebody else, that it really has to do with the way that they're critical of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out outward, but it's really something that's inside of them.
Well, that's just it. I mean, if you notice that the people that seem very abrupt, very angry in their life, I mean, it's all about them. It has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
So they've, over their judgmental days or their attitude days or for whatever they're bringing up from their past, it's causing them to have this kind of attitude and judgment on everything in life. And man, oh man, can you feel that coming a mile away down the street?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just gonna add that too. I'm sorry, Angela. Share that. What were you gonna say?
No, I was just agreeing with him.
I think for you know, we were describing about empathic feelings, and for people that are real sensitive to energy, it does, you know, I kind of put that positive negative spin into an open closed. When people are closed, when they're closed off from themselves and they go into judging those things from a closed flow from, you know, cut off, it does feel very cold, very abrupt, and very disconnected. And it just triggers, it can actually trigger mild memory files. Versus when someone's open and flowing and loving, it just brings me closer to them. So it's just really interesting,
totally,
energetically, you know, what happens with people when they're closed to themselves, or they're judging, quote, judging themselves as being less than. And then, you know, what that spills out, it does carry that residue. It does carry around them. It's kind of like, you know, that, remember Charlie Brown, the little guy that has dust all over him?
Pigpen.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Pigpen is a lovable character, but if we look at what's surrounding him, you know, energy is kind of like that. So you can feel the energies or the energies, because that's how kind of our energy looks. It kind of bounces with us, and so that was the first visual that came to mind. But oh my goodness,
one. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that example too, because everybody can relate. Everybody can relate to that.
Everybody has seen the Charlie Brown stories can see that. Well, you know, Wayne, I think that we talked about, you know, on the other scale, the thriving is about gratitude, self worth, happiness, love. You know, if you've not grown up in an environment like that, what is your thoughts around how people can take a step towards activating more of that, activating less judgment, activating more of that gratitude for themselves, especially when, you know, they've really accepted other people's opinions of them and they started judging themselves that way? What's some things that you, just a couple of little steps that they can start easing themselves or you know, shifting away from that judgment?
Okay, one of the, and putting my coaching hat on here again, one of the first things that I always do with individuals is let them experience their own energy, because most people, you know, they're programmed to move forward in life with judgment, with whatever, you know, and until they actually feel their energies inside of them and learn to know that vibration that's going on inside of them, they're never going to be able to switch over or shift their thoughts 1 or 2 degrees, because they've been so patterned and so trained to be able to think this way because of their upbringing and or whatever. So the first thing that I get people to do is a very simple exercise in taking their hands and placing them in front of them and putting them about 6 inches apart and just sort of meditate and concentrate on their own hands and feel that energy that flows through the body. And once they can start to feel this energy, it takes a little bit of time. Some people get it right away. Some people, it may take a couple days or a week of practicing this for a few minutes every day. But you will eventually get to the point where you can feel your own energy. Then, once they've got to that point, then they can get to an area where they can start questioning things in their life, where does this energy feel good or does it feel bad? And again, I'm not a firm believer of good or bad, but I'll just use that as an example. And taking that energy of good or bad, they can do something with that energy. Okay, this scenario does not feel really great to me, so I think I'm going to move to something that feels a little bit better, whether it be a happy thought or a grandson or a granddaughter or something like that, or anything that makes me feel good, because that's where I want my energy to feel. And over time, you start working with things like internal love and gratitude and self-appreciation or self-worth, those energies are really going to shift, but it's all done with baby steps, one little bit at a time. It's not going to happen overnight.
And the practice of that, you know, like on a daily practicing. I love the way you used hands.
It's the most basic way to feel your own energies, you know. For example, and I know everybody has experienced this in their life, when, let's say, you're going to an event, doesn't matter what it is, it could be a house party, it could be a rock concert, whatever. When you walk into the event, you will automatically feel something, whether it be right or wrong or good or bad or good energy or bad energy. Everybody has done this. And in doing so, most people just fluff it right off and say, oh, yeah, it looks like a good crowd here tonight, or, oh, the party seems pretty blah, or something like that. But you're feeling energies. Okay, so let's take this energy in another direction that feels good for me, because I'm here to have a good time kind of thing, you know? I'm not here to absorb other people's negative energy, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just here to play and have fun in life. That's where I want my energy to be.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like conditioning a space. You know, we talk about conditioning spaces.
Yeah.
And you're right. When, you know, it's kind of like that difference with you can cut the tension with a knife, you know, that cliche that people say.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, I walk into a room and I say, man, I really don't want to be here, but I'm going to change this around really fast, you know. You've been there before, Val. You know it.
Oh, yeah, honey. I was like, put my own bubble on.
that's when you put on the other hat, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, shields up in a way. I love you, but, you know, I'm not sure how much I'm going to receive in this energy. Or I just kind of walk out the door and leave.
Well, I've done that before, too, saying,
yeah.
Hey, I don't want to be here. This is way too much negativity going on right now, and it just doesn't jive with where I want to be in life, you know?
Yeah, and it really does talk about the thriving, you know, when you were saying the difference is that when you start creating that inner thriving, you can start being aware of the outer thriving. It's like the difference when you're in public or when you're in a public space. The difference, you can tell the difference, the different kind of energies that's in the room without the words, and in people, you know, in conversations, you can start feeling that too.
Totally.
Yeah. Which I do that a lot. I can hear what people are saying, but I don't really pay attention to what's coming out of their mouths. It's where their energy is with it whenever they're talking. It's what I hear.
When people talk with passion, you feel so great.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether you hear them actually, but you can feel their energies coming out. And they could be talking about widgets that you have no concern on whatsoever, you know? But you can feel their passion behind it, and that's what I appreciate.
Yes.
I was sitting there thinking, there's times that people are very passionate about witches. I will buy one, just not even because I want one, but because there's so
the energy behind it was so exciting.
Yeah.
It was like, I want one of those. Don't
I want
to do with it.
Exactly. Well, that's like, wait, go ahead.
Sure. I was just going to say, why do you think all these infomercials really work?
Exactly.
Because they're doing them with such great passion.
They are. True. Emotional selling.
That's correct. But actually, they're tapping into your energy field.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
because I was going to say, I've never bought anything on an infomercial. I've never been interested in buying anything on an infomercial.
Mm-mm. Either have I, but at the same time, I love watching them because I really respect their passion that they have around a particular product, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I have to differ. I have bought from infomercials, but it's only been things that I wanted.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's like one of those LOAs. Oh, my gosh, that's exactly what I was looking for. Okay.
Do you remember back a few years ago, Val, when the movie The Secret came out?
Yes.
And Powerful Intentions was heavily involved in it because it was something that we really believed in, and this is how we live life every day kind of thing. And but there was a whole grassroots marketing campaign around that because of our discussions and our upbeat talk on it and everything like that. It sold millions.
It sold millions
today.
And you know what's so funny, Wayne, is that we really, when we started conditioning, quote, our space at Powerful Intentions, which is really came from a thriving place.
Right.
It was juicy, co-creative at its finest, appreciation, gratitude, fun, excitement, and we attracted members that were of the same like-minded spirit. It was fascinating to watch people come in and have the same words and have the same, not the same words, but the same energies of similar words they used. It was a very powerful intention that manifested out, and I think it changed and transformed a few of our lives. This is a great segue because I wanted to share, you know, you along with another PI co-founder, Kat McCarthy, created a free e-zine called The Magic Happens. I love reading those articles that offer a variety of perspectives because even though they're similar in the energy content, the differing perspectives are truly, you know, they're enjoyable. And so I wanted you to share more about that, about how did you and Kat kind of come around creating that wonderful, and it's a free e-zine, with some of the testimonies. What are some of the testimonies readers have shared with you through the time that you've had that, and kind of give us a walk in your mind of how that even came out, how that came about. And we're going to share the Magic Happens link with our chat group as well as our listeners on our call.
Okay, I'll start right off. It's themagichappens.com. It's a free internet magazine, and it's humanity thriving out loud in life. I don't know. It must have been about 4 or 5 years ago. Kathleen and myself really wanted to keep getting the word out to people about thriving out loud in life, because this is our firm belief in what we want to do. And, okay, how are we going to do this? Well, let's start a little newsletter or something like that. And then we decided, well, we wanted to do something more than that, make it a little bit larger, even though it's free, put it out to the people. So we came up with this concept of let's print a magazine and distribute it. Well, we don't have $100,000 kicking around, so let's see what we can do elsewhere. So we decided that we were going to do the magazine, but we were going to do it online. And it was great that Kathleen and myself and our editor, Mary Kay Weinhagen, could contribute stories to it and whatever. But, okay, we know a lot of people around in this community through several other communities that we've been involved in previous years, plus Powerful Intentions. We've made a lot of connections over the years, so we started putting the word out to people and asking them if they would be interested in writing a certain article on whatever the topic happened to be for that magazine. And you should have seen the response come in. It was just amazing, you know, and whatever the theme was for that particular magazine edition, I mean, we were getting responses coming in like you wouldn't believe from people. And, it's a dream come true. Even though it's a labor of love, it's a free magazine. We publish every 3 months now, and very shortly we are actually going to go to a paid subscription for the magazine, because we are getting a tremendous response. We're getting about 15,000 hits a day on the magazine now, which, you know, July 2007, when the magazine went live the first time, we were sort of watching them crawl up to 100 on the very first day, and we were just totally ecstatic that 100 people wanted to read what Thriving Out Loud was about, you know, and having fun in life, and the contributors and the editor and all this kind of stuff. So we were absolutely amazed. But, you know, 2 years later, 2 years and a bit later, we're over 15,000 hits a day coming into the magazine.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting tremendous response back from the people, you know, saying, please keep it up, because we are getting tidbits of information out of every single article that is coming through, and we see how other people are thriving in their daily life and having fun, you know. And the comments are just phenomenal. I appreciate each and every one of them every single day that come in to me.
Well, you know, I want to share a segue about this, because you guys put some of your loves together. So we'll just kind of, because people, you know, knowing the two of you, you put your love with the expression of writing out, the love of kind of supporting people and empowering them, your web mastery skills, and Kathleen put out, you know, her coaching and her writing skills. And then you also started attracting, you know, contributors to the magazine that are using their natural skills. And that's what I love about what happens from the inception, the idea being put out there, and you had 100 people reading, 100 hits reading it, to the 15,000 a day was born out of natural innate gifts and talents. You didn't have to go out and, you know what I mean, you just kind of pulled them together. And there's so many of us that for a long time got stuck in the corporate mindset about, yeah, and they're not, and nobody's like, they're almost, I think part of that judgment comes from they're suppressing what you and Kathleen modeled in even bringing this out, the creativity and the brilliance and using the skills that you already have, you know, those natural skills, and bringing and putting it out there. I think people just get stuck, and they're, you know, those desires are beating at their, you know, on the door of their mind, and they want to bring them out, but they're stuck because they've created a habit of working for someone else and receiving acknowledgement rather than self-acknowledgement.
Correct. I mean, people are not, to me, a lot of individuals are not going where their passion really is, you know, because of self-worth, or because I'm scared, or I got fear around it, or I don't have the knowledge, or I don't have the web mastery skills, or whatever the case may be, you know. And if they put all the to-dos away from it and just go with their passion, there is going to be an end product that they are very proud of. There's no question about that. I had no idea how to get a magazine out on the net. I didn't have a clue. I could barely do a website, let alone get a magazine out there. And but my passion and Kat's passion and Mary Kay's passion moved us forward, because this is something that we were really convinced we knew that we could get out to the people and it would be accepted. Okay, so I didn't know all the skills, but I knew they would fall into place. I knew the energy would pull everything through with ease, and it did.
Yes, Mary Kay, and I want to, yeah, I keep forgetting to mention her, but she's a wonder all on her own, as well as Kathleen. they're beautiful souls, and you've got, you know, the synergy of the three of you is very powerful. You know, I want to share this side story with you, Wayne, because there was a short time that you and I worked together, and, you know, when we started working on some of the member services at PI, I remember that when I worked in corporate America. No. This is great, because you talk about rubbing off on somebody, you know, and about how people can actually transform someone without even like they're not conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I worked in corporate America more longer than I had worked for myself. And so I was really unconsciously in that habit of compartmentalizing my mind and my emotions. And
correct.
So, you know, I kind of compartmentalized my emotional, and I left that softer side of myself at home out of fear of being eaten alive by other people. And that whole thought and belief of being eaten alive, I have to tell you, it kind of feels illogical when you work for yourself. But it's infused in the workplace that you have to be tough, you have to toughen up, you have to yada yada, you know, or you're going to be eaten alive. And that whole thing is just continues to be perpetuated, you know, really, really blocking off people's creativity, you know, that innate creativity. We'll save that for later. But I was sitting there thinking about, I bought into it, and it was part of my, you know, mode of operations. And so when I went into working offline, I didn't realize how much that habit had actually come into, you know, like kind of seeped into my work there. Until I met Wayne. And you know what's so funny is I actually never really did a great job keeping my emotions, you know, from my sleeve, because it was just really a part of me. But in the suppression, I cut off that deeper part of me, and it created a lot of sadness around that. So I wasn't quite sure how to shift away from that. And I quit listening to my intuition. And I got into a fear mode of, oh, if I do things wrong, I'm going to kick to the curb.
Oh my.
So that kind of came into my online work. And then there's Wayne. He shows up. He's like relaxed. He's flexible. You know, you just have this flavor, this energy of being, okay, it's okay, everything's okay. And at first I'm going, no, it's not. and Wayne just kind of ignored all that. Yes, it is. It's okay. You know, he just kind of, and the more that he just offered that up, the more that my way of looking at things kind of started shifting and changing, because it became more enjoyable. It was like a tuning fork. You know, we have a tuning fork at PI, and literally our relationship was kind of like that tuning fork. He allowed me to just see things in a whole different mindset, in a more enjoyable palette. And I was able to just mix that emotional energy, that creativity, you know, relaxing. And I have to tell you, it really, really transformed the whole way I do things online, Wayne, just from our experiences. And I don't know if I've ever told you that, but it was powerful. I was a lot more anal than I used to be. I mean, I used to be a lot more anal than I am now. Yeah, but it was, and because you never, ever, it was never right or wrong. It was nothing was ever looked at as a right or wrong standpoint. It was about, you know, you just offering and you being open, and we really created a great space to work with members during that time, and I love it because I've taken that with me in my endeavors right now, and I really am coming from a place of it's all good no matter what, and I get things done through a relaxed place. Much easier, because my mind is not, you know, busy worrying about whether something's right or not. It comes from that place of appreciation and discovery. So I just want to acknowledge that about you. Thank you.
and I appreciate you so much, Valerie. And
oh, my gosh. So, you know, moving into this Magic Happens, and there's a lot of contributors, and that's at themagichappens.com, T-H-E-M-A-G-I-C. HAPPENS.com. Something bigger happened. You had written an article, and I read this in the fall preview that you did recently. It was called Go Figure. And if you guys go to themagichappens.com, you'll find the fall segment. And go read Wayne's Go Figure, because it talked about you taking, even exploring the option of expanding this Magic Happens into Life by Magic conferences. And you shared that in the article, that the conference was birthed from that creative energy flowing within the crew and the team there. Can you share how that magical journey unfolded for you all, just kind of in alignment with planting the seeds, you know, based on what you were already doing?
Certainly. Several months ago, probably about 8 months ago or so, I got a phone call from a dear friend of mine, and yours, of course, Valerie, you know him. And he said, Wayne, if I could do anything for you, what would you like to do? And I said, John, put me up on stage and let me talk about my magic. And I would be happier than you would ever believe, and I know we can do well with this. He goes, oh, I never thought you would go that way, Wayne. But anyways, that was the seeds being planted. I started to think about this a little bit more, started to talk about it a little bit more with my partner at the time, Kathleen. And, you know, like maybe 2 or 3, 4 months later, we sat down and we started talking and said, we've got a lot of great magical friends out there, along with ourselves, and why don't we put something together where we can share this magic with other people? Bingo. Life by Magic Conference. Just like that. We didn't know how, we didn't know where, we didn't know all these logistics that I'm dealing with every day now as far as a conference is concerned, but it didn't matter because we're dealing from passion. We want to get our word out to other people the same way that we're doing it with the Magic Happens magazine. We just want to let people hear about our magic and how easy you can transform your thoughts just those few degrees to make your life so much more. Why deal with all this drama? Why deal with all the negativity going on in life? A few degrees of shifting your thoughts and everything's going to be great.
And I think that's the important thing for, and like you said earlier, it gets easier, it's, you know, small baby steps, but once you start, you know, picking something out of the day to say, you know what, wait a minute, this is something that could happen, and focus on that, because we're so used to, you know, focusing on our problems and what didn't go right, and then we play that record over and over and over and over again all day long, and then the next day, and then the day after that.
Well, yeah.
If you just focus on that one thing, because I know it becomes easier, and you begin to notice all the good in the day, and then when you do notice that something, you have your attention focused on something that, you know, didn't go the way you wanted to, you can easily catch yourself and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, I went there, but now I'm going to go back here.
Correct. There's something that I always use in my coaching with clients, and especially around gratitude, and which amplifies everything else in your life. And I get all my clients to take 30 days every night as they're drifting off into their wonderland sleep. Just try to think of five things that they are grateful for throughout the day. I do that with them for the first month. At the end of the month, I can hear the difference in their talking. I can hear the difference in their energy because they are so happy compared to what they were 30 days before, because they recognize the fact that all this good is happening in their life. In the second month that I'm coaching them, I get them to start giving gratitude on themselves, what was good that they did during that day for themselves, and taking that and the gratitude that they have around everyday life situations, suddenly they've got 5 or 10 things that they're thinking about every night before they go to bed that are really good things. What do you think is going to happen at the end of 60 days?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be shifting their thoughts around happy things rather than all the negativity that most people have in their life. You know, they got to pay their bills, they got to do this, the kids are doing this and all that kind of stuff. But they're going to be looking at things in a little bit different vein, saying, it's okay, I know I got to pay this bill, but I can do this. It's okay, the kids got to go to camp or whatever the case may be, but I know it's going to be okay because I feel really good around it. So it's just shifting your thoughts that little wee bit, but it does take the baby steps, as you said, mm-hmm. Valerie.
Yeah, and not to beat yourself up about it whenever, you know, you
God.
Haven't, you know, been, you know, you have it in your mind, but, you know, your body has to catch up with what your brain is starting to relearn now.
Oh, totally. One of the stories that I always use, I'm a child of the 60s. For those that do not know me, I'm almost 56 years old now, and I grew up in, you know, love, peace, freedom, and all that kind of stuff. And I felt really great about who I was and what I was doing in life. I lost that. I did the same as you, Valerie. I went through the corporate career and, you know, did the marriage and all that kind of stuff, did the house, did the corporate job, and all. Everything evolved around what I was doing because I was told to do it this particular way. But deep down inside of me, there was always something that was, I was saying to myself that there was something missing. and now I realize what it was. I forgot how to be me.
Bingo. You know, oh my gosh, Wayne, you know, two things that showed up for me, and Angela was talking about the body language. When
right.
you offer those two particular activities for people, the first month they get a chance to start being aware of what their truer nature really holds.
Right.
And they start tuning that vibration. But there's also that, you know, if you change a habit, if you work on something for 30 days, they usually say it becomes more of a permanent experience.
That's correct.
You go out 60 days and you have them actually doing the alchemy to where their body is actually vibrating. It's like they're not holding their body hostage with thoughts that are not in tune with their nature. They're actually activating. Their body gets a break. Their reality gets a break. The reality starts becoming the very same reflection as what their mind and their attitude are actually vibrating at. And people don't realize that just a simple shift like that, over and over and over again, that repetition really does change. I mean, we've known each other for a long, you know, over the years, and we continue to expand because we decided to step out of the robotic mindset out here and say, you know what, that's not true for me. I want to go out and find out what's true for me. I'm going to remember that, reacquaint myself, and move in that, creating the reality. So,
totally.
You know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, Angela and I love this blog talk. It's about really spotlighting people that stood up in the middle of all that crazy stuff and said, you know what, I'm going to go and be truer to myself, and I'm going to show you that I'll have a lot more peaceful and a lot more success coming from that place, because my reality will start adapting to me rather than me trying to live or put myself into, you know, something that was never a fit in the first place.
That's correct.
And that magic is happening. And, you know, the two, I just want to share the magic, Life by Magic. You can go to look at the conferences. They'll both be held in Canada next year, March 27th and 28th of 2010 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and then November 13th and 14th of 2010 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And if you go to lifebymagic.com, lifebymagic.com, you'll be able to share more of that information, the speakers that they have together. You'll get to see a chance for that. And you'll be able to see if that resonates with you about, you know, bringing your own magical journey and being able to activate a life that's more truer to who you are versus what everybody else wants to tell you who you are. I mean, it gets crazy.
I'd just like to share something at this particular moment, and the fact that you mentioned that we're having several speakers for our conference, and one of the speakers, just right off the top of my head, was on your show last week and the week before, Newt Butterfly.
Newt,
yes.
And she's graciously accepted to be one of our speakers. We have a European healer coming in from Norway that is just phenomenal coming in, and Peter Grun is his name, a very beautiful soul. And, of course, myself and Kathleen McCarthy will be speaking there, another lady by the name of Lee Pryke, talking about It All Begins With You, Rekindling Your Inner Magic. Mary Kay Weinhagen is coming up from Minnesota, and we've labeled her the ambassador of play.
She is very playful.
Well, there's no question about it, but she teaches you how to find that child adventure inside of you.
Oh, my God, that's so important.
And run with your life today with that childlike adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, no holds barred. David Farkas, our local Ghostbuster, if you wish to call him, because that's his profession, but he's a very renowned speaker all over North America, and he's going to be talking about we are born with three sacred gifts. the first one being our body and personality, the second one, our ability to create, and the last one is our free will. So he's going to have an amazing talk, and it's just I'm so looking forward to this conference because we are getting 7 individuals for this conference, and I think we have 8 for the conference in Vancouver already.
Wow.
And people are coming out of the woodwork on this one and saying, oh, my God, what are the odds of me speaking at your conference?
Go ahead.
So many people have so much magic to offer this world, and that is my job, if you wish to call it, is to help promote other people get their magic out, because it's all good stuff.
Thank you, Wayne. And, you know, one of the things I want to share, before we go, I want to tell, we're going to wrap it really soon. I love the hour. It just seems like it passed by real fast.
Yeah.
But we want to say a shout-out to our wonderful chat group, guest 1075, 1079, 942, Aloe Gary, Maine Bob O'Connor's in our chat room.
Hey, Bob.
And then we had Gemini 005 and
Winterfire
and Candelo. We love and appreciate that you all came on to listen to our call today. And we really hope that through our conversations that you were able to pick up a bit of magic that's already within you, too. You know, a couple of things, the last ending of what we were talking about. Wayne, what is one thing that you desire to share behind the message Thriving Out Loud that can truly benefit those listening today? What's just one little thing in wrapping up that you'd like to share with people about Thriving Out Loud?
Oh, my God.
He does it to me all the time, Wayne, all the time. And I'm like, I can't pick one.
The easiest way that I can share my Thriving Out Loud in life, and it, for those that know me, I've always gone with the sign-off moniker of Peace and Love, Wayne. And many years ago, and I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, was that, I will. It was 1969 at a peace festival in Toronto, and there I was, this young teenager, and I'm leaning against the fence, enjoying the music and whatever, and there was this individual that was walking behind me, and I on the other side of the fence, and I just sort of glanced over, and it was Yoko Ono.
Oh.
And about 10, 15 seconds later, John Lennon walked.
Oh, wow.
Relatively close to me, and I just said, you know, hey, John, do you have a moment? I have a question for you. And he come over to the fence, and, you know, he introduced himself. I introduced myself, and I said, John, I just have one question, if you don't mind. You know, it'll only take a few seconds. And tell me what you really believe in. And John said, there's only 2 things in life that I firmly believe in, and it's peace and love. And I've stuck with that today. And if people can internalize those 2 words and start to play with them in their life, they're going to start thriving out loud a lot better.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think you're 56 going on 30.
Thank you. I appreciate you more than you'll ever believe.
I mean, I swear, every time we have our little chat fest, you feel younger and younger every time. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's so delicious. Wayne, we just so appreciate you coming and joining us. I mean, big hugs, big kisses.
And the same back to you. I appreciate you guys so much. And I don't know how many listeners there are out there, but I appreciate all of you for showing up today.
Yes, thank you.
I hope you have taken something away with you. And if you wish to talk to me personally, please feel free to email me at wayne@themagichappens.com. Or on any of my sites, you'll find my phone number. Please feel free to call me.
We're gonna post at tweakingyourvibrations.com. We always post our blogs, our post show blogs, and we put the notes there. So we'll have Wayne's themagichappens.com and the Life by Magic that you can find his information on. And if you guys want to connect with him again, please do so, because he is fun. I'm telling you, just personal experience. We got to meet in 2002, a group of us, and for a whole weekend, and it was magical. You know, we
met
just,
after that too.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
We had a TLAC weekend together.
We did. We had another little spiritual weekend retreat that we all got to meet. So
yeah.
It's exciting to see people that you've met from a common denominator expand themselves. And that's kind of what Wayne has been working with. You know, he took everything that he knew, and he just kind of started bringing it out, and through that thriving, he just started bringing it out and exploring and expanding other options that were, really felt in alignment with him. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on our blog talk, because he's walking his talk, he's walking his experiences, and people's lives are changing because of his contribution. And so, not to blow smoke up his trousers, but I really wanted to share that.
And I appreciate you so much. And remember, it's one person at a time, one thought at a time.
Exactly, baby step in it. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. And we see that we have definitely gone over, but
we want to
say thank you. Again, his two sites are themagichappens.com and lifebymagic.com. Next week, we're going to have a very interesting conversation. The topic's going to be, what happens when beliefs, opinions, and concepts are taken to the extreme at the expense of experiencing true freedom and liberty for the highest good of all? So it's going to be an interesting mix.
Wow.
Yeah. Something got to me a couple of weeks ago, and Val and I were talking about it, and she was like, let's just do a show about
it. Yeah, we just got it because, Angela got very passionate about it, and it's about really, when do we dishonor ourselves as a whole in that oneness, when we take our opinions or taking things that are conditions and taking it to the extreme, that we dishonor who we are, really. And so it's going to be a real lively conversation, but we hope you join us then. Showers of all appreciation to everyone that joined us. We love that you invest your time and energy, and we look forward to interacting with you soon. Till next time, remember, who you are is more important than any role you wear out in the world. Have an awesome week, and we'll talk to you soon. Blessings,
thanks,
everyone.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.